and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Hello, and welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And about 2 weeks ago, maybe? My sense of time is all sort of off right now.
Don't look at me. I have no sense of time.
But about so many days ago, IHOP released a tease where they took their logo and changed the P and put it upside down. So then it was a B, and we're like, what's the B stand for? Well, we won't tell you for a few days, but try and guess. And people were like, breakfast, right?
Right.
Breakfast.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah. No.
Well, I mean, I saw someone else who was like, is it brunch? Because that sounds great. Are you going to do brunch? I'm like,
that would also be okay.
Makes sense. This is the place. Yeah. You would start to, you know, get to the fancy brunch. I'm cool with that. IHOP is like, yeah, so you know all those logical things?
No.
We're going to do burgers!
Because their logic is not like our Earth logic.
Well, I seriously thought this was just like an April Fool's joke a few months late.
Right!
Because that doesn't...
Just a publicity stunt.
International House of Burgers?
Burgers?
I mean, that actually does sound like it would be a restaurant's name, but not something I would associate with IHOP.
Yeah, because you go to IHOP for pancakes.
Right.
And other breakfasty, carby food.
Like, I know they I didn't even know they served burgers, but that's because I only go and eat breakfast no matter what time of day I actually go.
Right.
Because that's the whole purpose of IHOP.
Yeah. IHOP. I think pancakes. You know, maybe French toast, but I guess it just depends on what I'm feeling like when I don't even know if they serve French toast, but that's breakfasty, carby thing. So
I think of like bacon, eggs, and something because I just can't cook eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah.
Whenever I have the chance to get them, especially when it's not breakfast, but I can get breakfast eggs,
right.
I'm like, yes,
yeah,
must do. IHOP is like, yeah, so burgers.
And did they say, I never saw why they decided to go with burgers.
So I guess supposedly, according to people, they actually have been serving burgers for a while.
Okay.
And so, pancakes and breakfast just have not been selling as well, evidently.
Oh, okay.
So this is to sort of rebrand and, I guess, bring people back in. Because we're evidently going through what I've been seeing is like the retail apocalypse and stores that actually physically exist in the world and not just online are all kind of struggling.
Right.
And restaurants are not, you know, necessarily immune from that. So IHOP is evidently not, I guess, been doing as well. So it's like, we need to bring more people in. What do people love? Burgers. And it's not like, you know, there aren't a lot of burger places or anything.
Exactly. But they've been IHOP since, I just looked it up, they were founded in 1958. So we've been thinking pancakes associated with IHOP since 1958. That's not insignificant.
Right. That's older than my mom. IHOP. What the heck? So, yeah. I mean, again, rebranding as a thing, fine, I get. And if it had been B for breakfast, as in like, oh, we're not just pancakes. We're every possible breakfast thing you can want. That makes perfect sense.
Or we're still going to do pancakes, but, you know, hey, did you know that we've been doing burgers also? I mean,
right?
Why does it have to be International House of Burgers? Which just, I mean, International House of Pancakes sounds kind of stupid, but it doesn't sound as stupid as International...
Sarah's got a video up. She's looking up all the burgers that IHOP has.
Yes, I was like, where is that noise coming from? Usually I have my computer muted, and I didn't because my husband made me show Stacey raccoon videos earlier.
That's a whole another topic.
That's a whole different, that has nothing to do with IHOP. But anyway.
I mean, it's about as related to this as you imagine burgers are to pancakes. It's that level of like, not only am I going to go left field, but I'm going to go like two states over and not even into a baseball field, but into like a basketball
soccer
court.
Field.
That's how connected, they're both sports, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Pancakes and burgers are both food. You can evidently get it at IHOP, whatever it is now. But...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Somebody said, as we stand in the wreckage of a post-IHOPalyptic Twitter wasteland.
Well, and again, as I do with Twitter, love the punning of things. People took to this in different ways. So there were people who started using IHOP, the letters, to make, I don't even know if they're poems or something.
Oh, like an acrostic or something?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, there's a term for it, but I can't remember. And one of them was really great because they did it with the lyrics of a song that actually fit pretty well. I can't remember. What was it? Mr. Brightside or something?
Okay.
It's like, oh man, I wish I could hear it because I could hear it in my head as I was reading it. And I was just like, that's actually clever and not like one of those strange, you know, almost emo spoken word the way some of these other ones came out. But I'm like, yeah, so A, IHOP instead of IHOP just sounds like a strange computer thing I wouldn't understand.
Right. Something that,
I need to go
something get the, that Apple put out.
Right. I need to go get one of those smart guys to help me with my IHOP. Like that place in the web where you, I don't even know what you would do at an IHOP. But again, just pancakes to burgers is such a leap, even if, yes, theoretically you could get them at the same restaurant and that wouldn't be strange, but as the name of your restaurant... It's okay. But then people were like, so wait, you're going to be from International House of Pancakes to International House of Burgers? So does that mean like Burger King can start becoming Pancake King? Which they did. They actually changed their Twitter name, at least for a time.
I think I saw that, yes.
Because of course they did. Because why not take this, you know, moment to glorify in that? But Wendy's did it even better, and I totally agree with the person who was like, whoever's in charge of Wendy's official like Twitter deserves a raise, because they handled this just so great. So when like this first started, Wendy's was like, remember when you were like 7 and thought changing your name to Thunder Bear Sword would be super cool? like that, but our cheeseburgers are still better. And I'm just like, bravo. Yeah.
Thunder Bear Sword.
I mean, it does sound almost one of those things. Like, I'm just going to change my name because I want to, even if that doesn't, when you think about it, make sense.
My oldest niece went through a phase where she was going to change her name to Serena Alina.
That sounds like a villain from a children's show.
Or a really bad Disney pop star or something like.
Yeah.
But, and then she was also going to be Daphne Velma from Scooby-Doo, but.
Well, not as terrible, but.
Never came up with, you know. Thunder Bear Sword.
Well, now I'm just thinking of, and again, showing my age, was it Jungle to Jungle or whatever that Tim Allen thing where he had
yeah,
the
something
kid
like that.
And the kid's name, he picked it himself when he was whatever, and it translated to like cat piss or something.
Oh, jeez.
Because he picked him when he was like 8, so that sounded like a great name at the time.
Right.
But then Wendy's continued where they're like, you know what? We're not really afraid of the burgers from a place that decided pancakes were too hard. Like Wendy's.
Oh,
get on. Oh yeah, man, you know, whoever is at Wendy's is just going to town.
There's some amazing people that are in charge of corporate. We've right? talked about this before.
Yes,
but yeah, I mean, how do you they should be able to market those skills. I can do your
right. Twitter, you know? On my resume. I have a wonderfully snarky sense of social media. I don't even know what you'd call that, but that needs to now be like a thing of like head of snarkiness or something.
Nice.
In the public relations department.
Head of like, social media snark.
Head of sass or something yeah. like that. Like head of puns. I need that to be a position somewhere. It's just like person in charge of puns. Just because.
Yeah.
Again, I like puns, except for, and I was having a discussion with someone trying to figure out what's the difference between like a pun and a dad joke.
I was just thinking that because, you know, we're recording this the day before Father's Day. Right. And I was thinking, you know, there should be some kind of like official bad dad joke job in the
See,
world.
That's the only difference I can get is dad jokes are just bad. puns can be really clever, but dad jokes are just... Oh, really?
And they can also be clever, but if they're your dad, you're automatically going to roll your eyes.
I've seen somewhere, I'm like, you know what? I actually think that's clever, but if a family member of mine had said it, I'd been like, I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you in public. Go away.
Mm-hmm.
But most dad jokes are just, like, this almost feels like it would be a dad joke if dad was trying to, like, rename IHOP.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, you know what? We're and, I mean, a dad probably would be like, screw pancakes. We want burgers.
Mm-hmm.
But
IHOP. Or, you know, it's honestly, it sounds like somebody had a cold and they were like, let's go to IHOP. And they were like, oh, you know what?
That sounds great. What would that stand for? Burgers. Just, I mean, if you're going to change, if you're going to be like, we're no longer about pancakes, we're now about, change the whole name.
Yeah.
Like International House of, and also I always thought International House was like a not great name anyways, because I was like, if that's the case, I should be able to come in and you should have like a country special for each country.
Exactly. That's what I always thought.
This is how they do pancakes in Sweden. This is how they do pancakes in, you know. Yes.
Give me a crepe. Give me a blintz. Give me, you
know. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything just felt really American. I was like, I feel deceived.
I mean, you can get waffles, but I should be able to get Belgian waffles and crepes and blintzes and whatever else that they serve.
You just really like the carby stuff.
Well, yeah, the carby stuff, but
I really like the eggs, but still,
I'm just saying it's the International House of Pancakes, so that's all I was saying. I like it. I like the eggs and bacon too, but
I mean, this is like my whole, you know, and this is not the sports podcast, but my whole rant against sports, where it's like, you know, oh, we're the world champions. I was like, that league only exists in America. You can't be the world champions if no other country can play. That's not what world means. Just basic definitions. International. Seriously, get a dictionary. Just. But, I mean, couldn't you just change it? Burger House, even, although Burger House is probably taken by
probably,
someone.
Yeah.
But still.
Burger Haws.
House of Food, for all I care.
IHOF. International House of Food.
I mean, it starts to sound at least more foreign. IHOF.
IHOF, yeah.
So, like, I almost expected to be spelled like AUF. Mm-hmm. IHOF. I don't know what that would. International House and, yeah.
Of Australian food. IHOF.
Okay. No, just IHOP, whatever you are now.
You're weird.
Plan, you got really played, especially by Wendy's. Wendy's handled this better than IHOP. The restaurant formerly known as IHOP. that whole thing. Like, and now you really do need a symbol. Just be that place with the symbol, and that would actually be better than IHOP. So we're gonna take a short break. Stay tuned.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Our second story is, I couldn't find a lot on it, but it's still so, like, that I don't quite know, even just, it's one of those things that I know happens and can't believe happens, is that Usain Bolt's one of his pair of shoes that he used during that great 2012 London Olympics when he won, like, everything, was stolen.
Okay. Sure.
And it's not clear even that they were particular. It was like, oh, I've got to have Usain Bolt shoes, or if it was just, I'm going to rob this house and, hey, look, shoes. Because I
feel like that's something so specific you would have to know going in. I mean, I can't imagine that you would, like, randomly break into a house and suddenly realize, hey, first off, were other things stolen?
Well, the person who stole them was arrested and has charged with several other robberies, but it's not clear that other things were stolen in this specific one.
Okay, because I feel like if you broke in and stole a bunch of stuff, and then you were like, oh man, those are Usain Bolt's shoes. I should take those too. But well, if you broke in and that was the only thing you stole, then that was probably the plan in the first place.
Well, I mean, they're shined. They're signed shoes. Mm-hmm. So they're clearly, you know, they were probably on display even. So it's like, hey, look, shoes that were signed, they're probably important. But I'm having a hard time even picturing this story without picturing that clip from Holes, which explains why Zero gets sent to the camp where he accidentally... I'm like, why are you walking around in cleats? Like, those are good shoes to walk in. But that's the same sort of with running shoes for track, right? Is they have sort of spikes or cleats or something?
I would assume so. You know, I've never really paid attention. But I know that running shoes do have cleats.
And I mean, especially with Usain Bolt, his feet were moving way too fast to tell. But it's that sort of thing of just like, I could almost picture you taking this without knowing what they are, except then the whole reason of why you would take shoes with cleats is beyond me. But just, this is one of those things where, and I know like other celebrity things have been stolen, and I'm always just like, how did that happen? Like, I think someone even had their, I can't remember if it was an Oscar or a gold, some award they had was stolen. And I'm just like, you live in a very expensive, how do you not have a better security system? How did they get in and what? Just,
what? Well, maybe it was one of those Oscars that you win for, like, I don't know, best sound tech or something. And, you know, those guys probably don't make that much.
See, they probably have their Oscars way more, like, locked up and secured than the person who won for, like, best, you know, lead actor or something. Because it's just like... And I know this actually happened because there was that one movie, which I haven't seen, with Emma Watson, with the teenagers in, you know, L.A. who broke into celebrities' homes because you could find them on the internet, and they evidently just don't have good security. That still throws me off. I'm just like, I don't understand the non-secure security systems here. What security system are you using that this is at all possible? Like, the one I know for the movie, at least some of the times they, like, went during, like, a party or something. So, fine. Of course, you don't have a security system on when you're expecting a bunch of people to come in and out and what have you. And you're probably, at that point, not paying attention to who's coming in and out of your house because you assume only the people you'd invite would come to your multi-million dollar whatever. But just, like, for the things that were actually robbed in an actual, like, break-in burglary... How does that happen?
You have thought a lot about this.
Well, it's just, of all places that should be secure, shouldn't that be much more secure than, like, my house?
Well, yeah, you would think so. But,
you would think so.
But maybe not. I don't know. You know, celebrities, they're just like us. They don't turn their alarms on. I don't know, Stacey. That's a mystery. Yeah.
And evidently, because my mother has locked herself out of her house, our house, a couple of times. And you can actually use a credit card to break into it.
Oh, that's encouraging.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm so happy to know that fact.
That's special.
Yeah. But it's just like, so I think part of it is this person, whoever this person was who was arrested for it, maybe is like, I don't know if he's a kleptomaniac, because he was arrested and charged with 9 other burglaries.
Oh,
so clearly,
well,
this is something he does quite a bit.
Yeah.
This was not like a crime of opportunity of like, oh, hey, look, those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to just be here. Let me put those in my bag on my way out. Clearly, this is a actual burglar. But just, especially, and again, it wasn't clear if this was Usain Bolt's house or if this was someone else's house.
Mm-hmm.
Though I imagine it must be someone else's house. Would Usain Bolt need to sign a pair of his own shoes his own house?
I was kind of wondering that myself, but hey, who am I to judge?
I mean, yeah, dude is a really great athlete, but he drove me crazy with his whole like pose and whatever every time. I was like, I got it. You're really fast. You won your inter whatever number of races. Stop. Go away and get out of the cameras because I'm too annoyed by you. Like, I don't like that sort of cockiness for athletes. So even if, like, I don't care if you are the best at whatever your sport is, and I don't watch sports enough to care about that anyways, but I don't care if you are the best to ever live at your sport. If you're cocky, I'm already like, I don't care, and get out of the picture. I never want to hear from you. So I was already like, on Usain Bolt, but... I was actually kind of upset when he lost his last race before retirement. I was like, you should have ended with the Olympics, man. Ugh, dang it.
Okay, so here's what I know, and this comes from, of all places, Footwear News, because there's a website for freaking everything.
There is.
Anyway, the pair of shoes was stolen from a home in Derbyshire, England, and the victim did not wish to be named. So it was not Usain Bolt's home.
Okay.
An unnamed victim.
Hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, I want to know what's with the victim. Do you know this robber person? Or how do you find out that the shoes are here? Because there's multiple pairs. He wore, I think it said 9 or 12 during the Olympics or something like that, which is another thing I don't like about sports, of the we're going to wear it once. Like, this is wedding dresses to an nth degree here for sportswear, of like, or when they have like special things like for breast cancer awareness or for the support the troops thing. I'm all for those, like, you know, causes, but you're going to create a special uniform you're going to wear once, and then you won't even use that uniform when this time comes around again next year. And okay,
well, apparently this unnamed victim has a collection of spikes that he has built up over the last 10 years, and there's only like 4 or 5 pairs of shoes from the 2012 Olympics that have been signed.
Spikes,
he says. So they are absolutely irreplaceable. First off, if you steal some, no, never mind, I'm not, I was going to say, how do you even find someone who
would buy these?
There's a buyer for everything. After I said that, I was like, never mind.
But I mean, I don't quite know why you would collect running spikes unless you're a huge, huge running fanatic.
I mean, yeah, people collect all sorts of stuff. So.
They also do that. I don't collect things, so that collector's mindset is beyond me, as is the how do you sell things on the black market thing.
I don't know.
I'm now thinking of Ocean's 8, because that just came out, and that's part of a thing, is one of the characters is a fence, and how fencing even happens.
I know, I was just thinking that because my husband's been watching a series, and they were trying to fence diamonds, and she's like, yeah, I think I found a fence for the diamonds, and I'm like, I don't even know where to look for a fence for anything besides like a picket fence.
Well, even how do you get started in fencing, and not the sport, but the illegal activity, and then how do you find
when I grow up, I want to be a fence.
Right? What do you do? Yeah, okay.
It's like a Midsummer Night's Dream where the guy plays a wall. When I grow up, I want to be a fence.
Oh man, we're a little off, but anyway,
what else is new?
Yeah, so I haven't been able to see, obviously it's not his house theoretically, although if it was his house and he, it would make sense that he would want to not be named as the victim.
Right,
but again, why would you have your own signed pair of shoes? You don't need to sign your own shoes. You can just have them up on a mantle and you're Usain Bolt, so everyone would already get that,
unless it's like
signed.
When you go to camp and you put your name and everything. He just writes his name on everything.
They're signed on the front. They're clearly meant to be, you know, a celebrity autograph signing, not a this is mine signing. But just, yeah, just because he's involved with 9 other burglaries, I really have feel that the burglar guy, beyond even, oh, hey, I'm going to fence this, was just like, I want that thing for me just to have so that nobody else can have. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but I love the jokes that people were making then, because this was Usain Bolt and these were his running shoes, of like, if he had them on and was running, they never would have got them. Just like,
yes, because it's the shoes that makes Usain Bolt fast.
Well, just like, you know, because they were, that's just a bad use of Usain Bolt's running shoes. You just have them sitting there for anyone to take. They have to be on his feet to be safe, because then nobody can catch them. Except for that one guy at the last race, which I'm still kind of upset about, even though I don't like Usain Bolt. Just, yeah, because again, I love puns and snarkiness, and that was almost like handed on a silver platter to you.
Wow.
About the running shoes from the running great were stolen because they were just sitting still. Mm-hmm. I get people who would make that joke. Not bravo, but at the same time, you took the total opening opportunity that
was
there.
Right,
so
right.
Of course you did.
Yes.
So we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. I don't remember if we talked about this or if I just happened to see this while looking on social media, but, and this kind of keeps coming up, of people, of the stories of children being in bouncy houses that fly away.
We have not talked about that.
Okay. So I saw that a while ago because a kid, like, his bouncy house flew onto the freeway wherever he was. With him in it.
Is that, that's some crazy wind.
Yes. Yes. That's part of the problem is when it's really, really windy, if the bouncy house is not properly tied, staked, whatever have you down, it is a thing, it's a plastic thing with inflatable air in it that's like, you know, that's easy to blow away with decent amount of wind.
Right. I mean,
and children aren't that heavy.
No, but I used to work with a preschool and we got a bouncy house, you know, every year for different things, and it never blew away. I never even thought about it.
Well, now I feel like I'm going to be one of those really overprotective parents of, I don't care if there's not a single breath of wind. You're not going in that bouncy house if it does not have a stake on every single little stake tie, what have you. And if I don't care if it's got like, you know, 20 sandbags on each stake tie, if it's actually on like a, what is that? Cement top, and you can't stake it down. You're still not going in the bouncy house.
Stacey's just going to hire the largest person she could find to sit in the bouncy house.
I'm just going
to
be that parent that doesn't let their child do anything. Overprotective parent.
Aww, but, helicopter parent.
Well, I would feel, I don't even know if I would feel like vindicated with this next story, because there were parents in the video I saw of this, and they did like do the whole protective parent, grab their child and sort of hold them and cover, try and cover them sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Colorado, there were these really, really heavy winds that actually picked up and flew porta potties.
Oh.
Which, despite, even though
there's so many things that could happen with this story. Oh.
Right. So on the one hand, I really don't like the stories of the kids in the flyaway bouncy houses, but I kind of feel those are better than flying porta potties. Thankfully, there was nobody in the porta potties.
That's good.
But they were set up to be used. It's not clear if they had previously been used. You can see liquid coming out of them.
Yeah, see, that's where I'm like, I'm just picturing, like, I realize this wasn't a tornado situation, but I'm just picturing, like, a tornado where they're spinning like a centrifuge and just literal crap is flying everywhere.
Oh, nah.
Yeah.
You can't see that. Thankfully.
Thankfully.
You can very easily convince yourself that nobody had ever used these porta potties and it just has the like
blue
sanitation
goo.
Liquid thing in it. And that's what's coming out. But it did look like a tornado house, because my first thought upon seeing this, I was like, so the house that drops on the witch in Wizard of Oz is much better than having a porta potty drop on you. Like,
yeah.
This feels like that house, but worse. To which, clearly, I was not the only person who thought this, because people then took this video, which when you watch the original version and hear the sound, it's kind of scary, but if you just watch the video without the sound, it's kind of amazingly ridiculous and looks like Wizard of Oz,
mm-hmm.
and therefore put the Wizard of Oz music to the video.
Sure.
Because, of course you do. That's
because people have a lot of time on their hands sometimes.
I mean, also, technology has made it where that doesn't actually take that much time either. I don't know how to do it, but I'm sure it doesn't take much more than a couple of minutes. And then you have the thing that, yes, that was well done. Hand it to you on a silver platter. Of course you did. But other people decided, you know what? That was too easy. It looks like Wizard of Oz house, just a porta potty. Of course you put the Wizard of Oz music. Too easy. I've got one better. So someone decided that they had to put the song Breaking Free from High School Musical to it.
Oh, good Lord.
Which, if you've never heard or seen High School Musical, the part they put to it has the lyrics of "We're soaring, flying." Which, of course, after putting it right at that moment, I was like, okay, yeah. I'm not a big High School Musical fan, but if I was, that probably would have been one of the first things that would have come to my mind. And seeing this, that makes perfect sense. But then, and I feel like it'd be very hard to top this one just because, man, why didn't I think of that? Someone was like, even better. I've got an even better one. You know what it looks like? It doesn't look like a house to me. It looks like something else. I'm going to put the Doctor Who theme because it looks like, it doesn't look like the TARDIS because it's a gray porta potty, not a blue one.
But
if it had been a blue porta potty,
that would have been perfect.
With the Doctor Who theme, I was just like, oh.
Because the TARDIS really does kind of go spinning through space like this porta potty.
I was just like, oh, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know how I didn't think of that to begin with. But
maybe because it was gray and your brain just, you know, didn't
again, it looked at first, I totally thought of Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. And again, mm-hmm. maybe it's because it's a porta potty. And my first thought was, I don't want that to come anywhere near me. And I definitely don't want it to land on me because it went up in the air. It has to come down at some point.
Right, right.
Somewhere. And the parents are sheltering so they don't get hit by flying things. So,
well, and when the wind first picks them up, it hits a couple of cars. Yes. I mean, I'm just imagining that call to your insurance. Yeah, my car was just hit by porta potties. Yeah.
You're what? Porta potties don't move.
That
so.
Seems like one of those farmers commercials where they're like, yep, yeah. seen that, covered it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if that had been an insurance claim before.
Yeah.
But just, yeah, the TARDIS.
TARDIS.
police phone box, much better than a porta potty.
Yes. Oh, my. Yeah, that show would be a totally different show if it would. Yeah,
everybody would be trying to get into the TARDIS. No
matter I gotta pee. Open it up.
Oh, my gosh. But just, yeah, putting the duck. And, like, I saw someone who was like, man, it would have been better if they timed it a little bit to put the doo-doo-doo right as the first one went up. And I was like, mm-hmm. you know what? I felt the timing was perfectly fine on that. Because if you've seen Doctor Who at all, at least once, and saw that opening, you completely got it. It didn't matter where the timing was. That worked very well.
I'm just curious which Doctor Who intro they used, because it has changed over the 50 plus years. It has.
Okay, see, I haven't seen really any of the new ones. I've only seen really randomly different ones.
No, it's all, it all kind of has that same, like, dun 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 yeah. dun to it, but then it changes as the decades change. Really? I know this because we've been binging since the 40s.
You've been binging since the 40s?
Yeah, no, not personally us since the 40s, but, you know, it started in, like, the 50s. It was a radio show before that, so we've watched every freaking Doctor from the beginning, and there are subtle differences.
Yeah, so your husband could probably, like, listen and be like, aha, that's the fourth Doctor.
He probably could, because season whatever. His brain is weird like that.
Yeah, but, oh man, just, on the one hand, terrifying situation, and, like, up to a level of ill, because it's a porta potty. On the other hand, this is almost like what memes are made of, and putting the Doctor Who theme song was just, like, cherry on top of a could have been really crappy, but thankfully no one was hurt situation. So well done to whoever.
And we are glad that no one was.
Yes. Although, oh my gosh, how crazy must the winds be?
There is more than one Doctor Who porta potty themed meme.
Of course there is.
Because I just looked it up, and the video that came up is not the video we were talking about.
Wow. I feel we're going to end now, because I kind of really actually do want to go down the rabbit hole of looking up Doctor Who porta potty videos, because that's clearly what my life has come to. So we're going to end on that for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.